We are Brightside.
Theater nerds, welcome to the Bright Side Home Theater Podcast. A home theater podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights,
the sounds,
the scenes.
All right, where's the script? I can't read it.
I like these pre-show chats that we have. These are good. I mean, John and I have been shopping, and we've been talking about your near-death experience, so it's all good.
Yeah. Oh, what'd you shop for?
Oh, we've been shopping for discs, haven't we, John?
We have.
Oh, nice.
We bought
apropos to the movie show
that may or may not show up tomorrow. Yes. We'll see.
That's really gone.
Yeah, it's already been refunded once. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what are you getting? Are you ready to disclose?
Dog Soldiers. If it arrives, it's been refunded already once. Uh-oh. Without being shipped. So,
oh no!
I ordered it for John for his birthday, and it was a rigmarole trying to get it sorted over this side of the pond to get it there from Amazon in the US, who just didn't like the fact that I was somewhere else. And then poor old John, you know, I'm like, oh, it'll be there Monday, and then it's sort of, no, it's not coming today, and you can have your money back.
I hate when that happens. Yeah. You get all excited and you're supposed to be there. John, didn't you buy something a while ago? I think it was your projector, right? And it was like in Seattle.
Oh, maybe.
Remember that? You were like, to be delivered, and it shows destination. It was in like Seattle.
Yeah, it was something. It was my projector, but it was the Vava one that I had on that Kickstarter. And that actually the catalyst for me being able to cancel that and get the one that I did get. So,
right.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yep.
Yeah. We're like, look, it's supposed to be a short throw projector, not a long throw projector. Yeah. From Seattle. That's crazy.
Long distance.
Yeah. But it's like, he was so excited because you read the you don't read the details.
That's, right. You just see it's going to be delivered.
Headlines.
It's like, well, it says, I know. Your projector will be delivered Tuesday. I don't go into, like, I assume they have the correct address.
Right. Know? Yeah.
How many foot Lamberts do you get from Seattle to Texas?
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Greatly reduced. Yeah. Yeah. It's greatly, oh, you're going to need a high gain screen for that to compensate.
And a really big bulb.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That hits on the Takeover Tuesday from today with Joe. Did you guys get to hear that? At all?
No.
Yeah, I've heard a fair bit of it. Yeah, hence the Foot Lamberts thing.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that, Steve. Wow.
Right. So yeah, you're paying attention. Yeah.
So,
So we've been shopping. We've done that, and hopefully we're praying that's going to turn up.
Yeah.
Although, in fairness, John's got his plan B for his other discs.
I do. Well, yeah, if I get refunded again, there's just different movies coming. So.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Yeah. And obviously, Deej, are you going to help us with your near-death experience?
Help you with it? Yeah, I'll help you with it.
Explain it to the listener.
Regale us.
Should I show pictures or should I give a disclaimer? The pictures you're about to see.
Well, give maybe a disclaimer first. Yeah.
It's like, how do they say it, Steve? I was like,
viewer discretion is advised.
If you're eating dinner right now, maybe.
No. Yeah, not lasagna.
No.
But also don't make the disclaimer too long. Otherwise, John will have it in his top 10 for 2025.
Yeah. It's like, you know, as people know, as the listeners know, I play hockey. I had the early game last night. So you'd think that would help me out in a situation like this, but. For those watching at home, for those watching the audio only, maybe you don't want to go to the YouTube channel. And if you're on the YouTube channel, here it comes. I took the net off its post with my head. So there was a drive. It was a rebound. So I'm driving to the net, tied up with another guy, and I ended up like on my back in the air, hitting my head against the post. So you have this, and then that's a little bit of blood, and this is the after. And yeah, 9 stitches later, CT scan, and what I expected to be just a nice little trip to the emergency room. First, I get out of there. I get out of the game, and I'm like, all right, I got to go to the emergency room because typically I just glue these things. And, well, that's what they do when you go there. So I glue my saddle buff right out, Joe. That's right. So we go to the emergency room, and, or I'm driving to the emergency room, the one I typically go to, John, you know, Milford. Yeah. And Jen was like, so we have this group chat, and I'm on my way there, and it's a group chat with, Larissa, cause we're helping and with their family. So we're all together anyway. So I'm like, hey, look at what happened. Yay. And I go ahead into Milford, and they're both like, ow, oh, gross, blah, blah, blah. And, Jen's like, well, our neighbor had just left Milford with a 10-hour wait.
Oh.
And I'm like, I ain't going there. So then they're like, where can I go? And I'm like, all right, I'll go up to Worcester to the UMass where my daughter works. So I go to that emergency room, and they checked that, and it was like supposed to be a 2-hour wait. Well, that wasn't accurate either. And I'll take this down for a second. Well, actually, and then so I'm on my way there, and this is at like, what, my game was at 8, so I was probably leaving at like 8:30. Almost, I got to the emergency room like almost 9. And Jen's like, do you want me to drive you? I'm like, no, I'm fine. And next thing I know, it's like, Larissa's like, I'm coming to you. I was like, what? I was like, I'm fine. This is easy. So like I said to you guys before the show, it's like, my family's like, ah, yeah, that's what happens. It's yeah. Like, you know, and Larissa's
your
like,
your neighbor's like, I'm on my way.
Yeah. So she's like, oh no, this is, and she's used to being up anyways, cause her, she runs a restaurant and it was closed. It's closed on Mondays. So she's like, ah, I got nothing better to do. Right. And we thought we'd be out of there by midnight. Right. So there's us in the emergency room. That's her on the phone with Jen in the background. I got the two of them yelling in my ear because they're giving me the description on what I can and can't do, as I told you guys before the show, what I can and can't do because of a concussion.
Drive.
And they drive. No, they didn't say, they actually didn't say that. And here, this one I took because I thought it was funny. She's looking at the screen. That screen had been, we were in this room here for like 3 hours. We were in the waiting room for 3 hours, probably, whatever, 2 hours in the waiting room. We get to this room, and she goes, yay, your name's up there. Like I'm famous.
Yeah.
Like, it's did just you, a medical screen.
What size screen is that, Deej? And is it HDR? That's what I really
yeah,
want to know.
Yeah, it didn't seem to be HDR. It's like, well, Joe, will you be able to play the violin? Not any oh, better man, than I ever did.
Joe.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so that was quite the adventure. The emergency room itself was quite the adventure. Seeing the people in there, it was really, really packed. Like I said, we didn't get out until 4 a.m. And we thought, both Larissa and I and Jen, I was like, I thought I'd be out by midnight. And I'm like, nope. But we were waiting for a while. Hospital's like, chill, easy to get into, but hard to get out of. Yep, that's right, Bill. Greg, that's DJ from Brightside Home Theater. Yep.
But at least so, that's in the present tense, not the past tense.
Yeah, that was exactly.
DJ. That was DJ.
Yeah. So it's funny because you guys saw, I mean, I won't put it up there again, but you saw the cut in the previous shots, and talking to Joe today about how it looked and what happened, because I can't see what it looked like because I was just going through it. But everybody asked me, from the emergency room to, like, you guys, first thing, don't you wear a helmet? And Joe called it today. He's like, oh, no, your helmet hit, but that's your helmet. And if you look at the cut, it's the bottom part of a hockey helmet. So, like, the post drove my helmet into my head, and that's what made the cut. And to be fair, it's like, if I wasn't wearing a helmet, how bad could that have been? Because I really rocked that post really good. And it's like, I mean... concussed. I do have that. I got symptoms of that and stuff. So
I think what we need to do, I think it's given me an idea, Deej, for Tee Public. We need a Brightside Home Theater toe tag so that you can,
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, in the coffin with a remote in my hand. That's all. Just as of right now, a Harmony remote. Hopefully someday it'll be something, you know, a Control 4 when I'm old enough. It'll be something more advanced.
When I'm old enough.
Yeah, when I'm old enough. I'd rather die of old age than, you know.
Mm. But knowing you, you'll be disappointed that when the lid goes on and they bury it, that, that it's not like Kill Bill Volume 2 where you can then, you know, start hitting your way out.
Oh, nice segue, but later. But, no, I want to die, you know, I want to die of old age, you know, in my sleep. Like my grandfather, not like the passengers in his car screaming. Yeah. That old joke.
Yeah, hey, no, it's good. The old one, but a good one.
But, yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so always wear your helmet. Could have been worse.
Yeah, I
should have scored. So, but yeah, so that's what I've been doing. I did take in a movie today. I was able, and we'll talk about that later. I was able to get a movie in and without any residual effects, but yeah, it is harder to read text and stuff and read the chat and everything. If I read too long, I get a headache, but hey, yeah. Ben, well, done that. Can't get any dumber.
Can I also compliment you on that you're starting early for this year's Movember? What's all the face fuzz?
Just lazy. Just lazy.
That's more convincing than the mustache you had for the whole of November.
No, it isn't. Yeah, no, it's not that bad. Old,
you know?
Yeah, no, it's just kind of lazy. That's all. But, absolutely, always wear your helmet. My cough will have rabbit ears, scruffy.
Well, Rach, in fairness, she was a nurse. So, so you definitely always listen to the nurse.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny because, the other thing is we're waiting and waiting and we're hearing people in the waiting room and there's like one person's like, we've been here since. One person got called and they're like, thank God it's been 10 hours. And we're like, oh no. Another person's like, we've been here since 6. So at that time it'd been 6 hours for them. And then of course, you know, Larissa doesn't take crap from anybody. She's like she's the boss with her partner at the business. It's like, she's the hard ass and she's bad cop, put it that way. So she gets up right away and she's like, I'm going to go talk to somebody. Like maybe we should just go someplace else. So she gets up, she comes back and she goes, we're all set. They leave like literally 10 minutes later, they come over like, David, and they take us back in the back and we're passing all these people waiting in the hallways and waiting everywhere. And there we are. We end up in what, let me see if I can find it. She never sent them to me. We got a private room. Like, what did you do?
Never ask a question to which you don't know the answer.
No, but actually her neighbor is like the head of the ER there at that particular one. So, but she wasn't she wasn't there. So she did text her, but she wasn't there. So I don't know if she just name dropped or something. But next thing I know, we're in this beautiful private room. And when they took me for my CT scan, luckily I don't know the gentleman's name, but I swear when I was coming back, those hallways are pretty wide. There was a guy coming back and he looked like the Penguin. Like he was that big and round and naked. And I was like,
Are you sure you weren't hallucinating, Deej?
I wish. The guy walking me back to my room, he's like, yeah, you might want to back up. You think? And we're like both like this up against the wall as they wheel this guy, clearly, by. I was like, but yeah, I ended up in a private room, so.
See, I'm having my illusions shattered here because I thought in a country with private medical care that this would be like when you get there, you know, you'd be swished in a limousine. There'd be a gold-plated wheelchair.
No.
You know, your choice of cigars whilst you wait and champagne and ice.
To be fair and just to speculate, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some degree of that, like the people with, you know, insurance go here and then the other people go here because they're, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know, but this place was packed. I mean, the waiting room was packed. The hallways were packed and apparently all the hospitals were. I don't know. Monday nights were that busy, but I've gone to the hospital before for stitches later at night and after hockey and been in and out in like 2 hours. Mm. So I was shocked. This is the first time it took that long.
Well, of course, there's me thinking that the 10 hours was waiting for treatment. But what I realized is from pre-show, that 10 hours was filling out the paperwork and trying to work out what your sexuality was. That's the first 6 hours. And then the next four are like,
it was funny because only those three things I showed you guys did the Jeopardy theme come on. It's right. Like when you click on do. I was like, oh, okay. What is?
We asked 100 people.
Yeah, exactly.
Top six answers on the board.
Top six. They were, but you saw the choice. I don't want to get into that here, but you saw the choices.
Top 12 choices on the board.
I was like, one of them was like, who are you attracted to? Why does this matter?
Well, there was this girl in fourth grade. I don't want to say her name out loud.
Good. Yeah,
when
God.
I was in fourth grade, I hastened to add.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I didn't get that at all. Like, I get like, you know, what sex, blah, 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 and all that. But when you get to who are you, literally, who are you attracted to? Do you need a name or a list of names?
You're like, well, not you, obviously.
Well, there was that one time at camp. It was like, you know. Jeez.
I was experimenting. It was
yeah. Difficult. It was like, yeah.
It was at college, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well. Can't complain. What are you going to do?
I had a few too many cookies.
Yeah. I mean, Kate Beckinsale wasn't on the list. I didn't know what to do. Oh, all right. Let's get to some happier stuff here, guys.
Yeah. Let me say hi to people in the chat because I think we've got some newbies in as well. Sorry, Dave. Go on, mate. Did you want to?
No, I was just going to say, hey, this is long overdue. Stephane? Is that how you say it, Steve?
Looks to be. Yeah. Just because I'm called Stephen doesn't mean I know everyone.
No, but it's anytime there's an accent over something and that means multiple languages, I defer to you.
Oh, fair enough.
Apparently, right. I'd answer that question like, what's your first language? I go, first and only English.
Like, what language are you attracted to?
Wow. Yeah, and the woman asking me, I needed a translator. So,
Yes, Stephane, yes.
Stephane Roger, 11 days ago, $1 box of Junior Mints a month, new Patreon member. So thanks, Stephane. Really appreciate that.
Apologies if we're saying it wrong.
Yeah.
I want to know where you're getting a box of Junior Mints for a buck because I need to shop there.
Well, that's what I chose. And they're on sale at Brightside Home Theater. Okay.
Box of eggs for
It's one of those little boxes with four Junior Mints in it.
No, to be fair, the ones that I put in my theater here, the boxes of them, that's what I get them for. They're like 99. When you get them on sale, I think they're like $1.10 now, but typically they're 99-cent box of Junior Mints. Not at the theater, they're like $35.
Well, no, in the stores now, you haven't bought any in a bit.
Oh, that's true.
All those candies gone through the roof, man.
Yeah, I should try that. I should check that out. My stash is low, but
we're back to shopping again.
Yeah,
there we go. All comes back around. There we go. All right, let's get to the chat.
Yeah, because I think we've got some new people in. So anyway, so first in this evening was TSG, again, local boy. Hiya, TSG. Steve App was in, impatiently drumming his fingers for us to start on time-ish. Just kidding, Steve. Paul was in. Hiya, Paul. Kevin's in. Hiya, Kevin. I think that's Kevin from Sweden.
Okay.
So Swede. He's a Swede. He's Sweden. We're a Swedie. So we've got that. We've got, who else we got? Who we got? Captain's in. Captain AC3's in. Captain, my captain.
Paul.
Marcus Beeb's in. Yep. So I think I said hi to Paul. I don't know if I did.
Oh, okay.
You're okay. It's always by this time I start running out. Rachel's in. We said hi to Rachel already. Dom's in. Bonsoir, Dom. Scruffy's in. Hi, Scruffy. Bill's in. We put Bill on. Greg, the awesome ninja we've heard of. I hope he came rushing to your aid, Deej. If not,
my family gets it. It's like, that's what I'm saying. My family understands. Like, I told you guys before the show, even Joe, he skated down the end. He's like, oh yeah, he's away. He's moving. And he went and got the first aid kit because he thought I'd just glue myself together and keep playing, but it was too bad, too much for that.
And not for the first time this week.
No, yeah, you're right. I did. I sent that to you guys. That wasn't as bad. I just went right back to it. That one, I didn't even know how I did. But go ahead.
No, and then we've got Brian Deed is in, not brain dead. Brian Deed's in. Hi, Brian.
That's me.
Well, that's Mikey's in. Hey, Mikey. We've said hi to Scruffy. Jordan's in. Again, as always, hi, Jordan. And with Joe's in. Joe Klusnik's in, of course. Carl's in. Hi, Carl. I think I said Marcus, didn't I? Marcus B. Hi, Marcus. And who were the new guys we had? Oh, yeah, Yanks North. No offense. saying good evening, afternoon, everyone.
Oh, nice.
I think might be new. So hi, Yanks North. Okay.
Yeah. Yanks North. Yeah. Sounds familiar. Yeah. Sound familiar, actually. So
no. And then C-Big's in as well, who I know has been in before. So, nice. Hi, C-Big. So yeah, gang is all present and correct.
Nice. Welcome, everybody. Take a look around. yeah.
If you see any pieces of skull on the floor, please pick them up and return them to their rightful owner.
Oh boy. So, all right. What else? Anything else? Oh, no Patreon chat today. I just don't want to be stuck sitting here that long. Sorry. Hopefully everybody understands. So Yanks North said, longtime podcast listener, had a chance to come on live. So, hey, thanks for joining. Awesome.
Good to see you. Now you know what we all look like.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry about that.
Yeah, showing graphic photos of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the first time and last time. Oh, God. So, anything else? Anything else?
No, I think we might have some movies to talk about, but other than that, I mean, you know, we'll get to them when we get to them.
yeah, absolutely. What do you want to hit on first?
Oh, take your pick. I mean, I there is one that's been there a few weeks that would be nice to kind of get out of the way, just so I can. The OCD part of me, Deej, wants to remove this from my.
Which one is that?
That's the one. Down on your thing there. It's, I think it's before John's last ones that he put up. Go further down. Try not to give it away, but keep going. Oh, actually, do you know what?
That's as far down as you go.
Oh, all right. So. Oh, okay. Oh, well, do you know what? If it's already gone, then it's gone. That's okay.
No, I didn't. Did I take it out?
You might have thought we raised it, yeah.
I can find it in the HT prep.
Yes, it's the one with – Well, right here? There it is. No, it's there. It's there. No, it's not. Put it back. Just go back. Up one line, one thing, second in from the right. There it is, that one.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So okay. Here we go. All right. Welcome to the stage.
So this, ladies and gents, finally, is the 20th anniversary 4K re-release of Shaun of the Dead.
Ooh.
Now, have you guys seen this?
No.
I have
seen Wowzers. John, did you say
you haven't? I haven't seen that. Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Have you seen the movie, Deej?
No.
Oh.
No. I've never. Yeah, like, this is a zombie movie, right?
Well, it's when it came out, okay, it was described as a rom-zom-com.
Okay.
So, a romantic zombie comedy. Deej, top of the list. Pop it to the top
of the list.
This is a classic. Yeah. John, what do you think of the film?
Oh, I enjoy it.
Again, Anglophile, it's got to be, isn't it? I mean, it is as British as it comes. I mean, this is a classic, an instant classic, Deej, albeit 20 years ago. Edgar Wright movie. You know, the last Night at Soho's at Edgar Wright, you know, obviously Hot Fuzz. World's End. This is the first of those three Cornetto flavored trilogy movies. So it was Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and then The World's End. Or starring Sean Pegg and, Sean Pegg, what am I talking about? And then Nick Frost. Simon Pegg, isn't it? Nick Frost.
Yeah.
So this is the re-release. So this has already been released, on 4K in a box set with the other two movies. And that was a few years back, which I had. And that was done by, I think Studio Canal did that. I may be wrong. Jordan will correct me if I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong on that, but it was done by a studio who released all three. And then for its 20th anniversary, Edgar Wright has gone back in, remastered it, and in Dolby Atmos. Interestingly though, Deej, and this will just set you off.
The earlier
trilogy release was in DTS:X. This is in Dolby Atmos, and is a new mix. So, the film is fantastic still. I've seen this film countless numbers of times. I've owned it on, you know, VHS, DVD, Blu-ray, 4K once already, and now 4K twice. And it's rare to double dip in 4K. So, you know, this had to be something special. But the movie's fantastic, Deej. Honestly, you will love this. I mean, you will, it's very, very funny. It's really well done. Very clever film. And an excellent movie, even for someone who's not traditionally a fan of zombie movies. This is so much more than that. It's a very, very cleverly, made film. So well worth seeing. And I mean, I think you'll be blown away by it, and you almost certainly will be like, why didn't I not see this sooner? So I really do recommend it.
I typically am not, that's why I haven't seen it. I'm not really a zombie fan.
Exactly. But yeah.
Like Zombieland, I loved both of them. Is it like along those lines, like funny? But, yes. You know.
This predates those, of course. It's very British. So it's idiosyncratic. So it's got, you know, British humor in it, which is why John will love it so much. But it's also a really good zombie movie as well, if that makes sense. But it's all done in a very lighthearted way. So you don't have to be a zombie fan to enjoy this movie. It's really, really good. So now interestingly with this, I actually did some A-B comparisons on this with the earlier 4K disc, which I've never done before. I mean, I've looked at streaming and disc, but I've never done 4K to 4K before.
I was just going to say, this is a new 4K disc to,
Exactly. Yeah, it's a new remaster.
Do tell, Steve.
Yeah, well, this is it. So it was enough for me to go, I need to look, having watched this, I need to look at the other one. And as Jordan says in the chat, and bear in mind, this is a remaster that's been director approved. So Edgar Wright's been involved in this. There is a dramatic difference in this disc to the other 4K one, the Studio Canal release. And right from the opening shot, it starts with a shot of Simon Pegg in a pub, a close-up shot of him, and immediately it is a dramatic difference. The grain levels have been much better resolved. The detail levels are better. It's genuinely like, wow, okay, I did not expect it to be that different. So it's really good. It looks great. And then interestingly, the Atmos is significantly better as well. Now, I don't think that's because, and let's be make it clear, disclaimer again, I'm not saying Atmos is better than DTSX, because we'll get letters. We'll get letters. I think that this though is a new remaster. I think this is a Twister special where they've gone back to the original audio stems and they've produced a new master because it's great. And when you've got the zombies moaning and all this sort of stuff, it all moves beautifully around the room. And there's one particular moment where they're driving down a street and they're just driving into zombies and the zombies are moaning and they go up and over the car. And as it does that, it goes up and over the room. So into the overheads and then comes down at the back. And it's a very cool effect. It's great. Really, really good. And the final kind of sequences take place in the pub where there are loads of zombies outside and they are moaning and they're hitting the windows and the doors and all of that's going in all of the surround speakers. So it's a very good film and it's an excellent presentation of a very good film. So I unhesitatingly recommend this. Deej, if you haven't seen it, it's a no-brainer. John, if you haven't seen it for a while and they start doing it in a decent price. I mean, I don't know whether it's out over there or whether this is the version just released here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm just looking at it now.
Wow, nice.
It's $27. So.
Okay, so on the steep side, though, isn't it really? Yeah. But hopefully that will come down soon because it is well worth picking up. And this is the version to have. And Jordan told me about this version, and I kind of said to him in DMs, and I said, well, I've got the other one. Why would I need to double dip in 4K? He was right, and I'm glad I did because it is a significant better experience than the other one. And all of the ABs I did made it very, very clear. So, yeah. Let's hope it's not the start of a lot of double dipping in 4K. There it is.
Yeah. So I have it on Kaleidoscape, $14.99. It's 4K HDR 10, but DTS HD Master Audio.
Okay.
So, but I don't know what release that is though. That's probably, you know, that probably matches the old one.
Yeah.
And who did you say put this one out?
So this is Universal have done this. So Studio Canal did the other ones. This is Universal. And you could tell actually from the menu screen there, because all the Universal discs have got that. So, but as I say, the difference between the old one and the new one was a studio remaster. This is a director remaster. So audio and video and it show.
Wow.
It's great. And, but however you see it, Deej, it's well worth seeing it because it's a really good film. And you'll be quoting it endlessly. Because people do.
Quoting it endlessly. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's good.
Let's see. There we go.
Yeah, I mean, Yanks North says Hot Fuzz is fantastic too. There's no doubt. Oh, nice. Yeah, Hot Fuzz is great. I mean, I'm hoping the success of this will mean we get a, and I think, is that this year or is it next year? It'll be the 20th anniversary of Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, Hot Fuzz was 2007.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah,
so,
I'm looking at that now. Same price, same setup too. 4K HDR 10 DTS Master Audio.
Yeah, that's a great film as well. I mean, that's a fantastic film. So yeah, very, very cool. But there we go. So I've been meaning to get to this end. That's
World's End, same thing.
It's not quite as good, The World's End, as a film, but Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz were instant classics. So, you know, they are very cool. So if there's Hot Fuzz on there, DJ, if you haven't seen it for a while, then yeah, pick that up for sure.
I haven't seen that one either. I've never seen Hot Fuzz.
Hold the phone. Okay, right. Hit pause. Sorry. Everyone come back in a couple of hours.
Are they like crazy home theater movies? Are they?
Well,
like, is it really?
Because it's, because it's the whole thing is a kind of an homage and a ripoff of classic 80s, cop movies, but done with British sensibilities. And one of the characters, Nick Frost's characters in that, they're both police officers and he's fascinated by all of the Lethal Weapon movies and Point Break and all of that. And and there is a sequence in it. I won't tell you what it is that you will just be like, I am seen. Have been seen. I won't tell you what it is. Everyone that's seen it knows exactly what I'm talking about. But there is a particular scene in it, Deej, that will have you grinning from ear to ear. And the final kind of shootout, which, you know, it's homaging 80s cop films, is home cinema heaven.
Oh.
Where everything is over the top. All the guns sound like cannons. It's deliberately over the top. Yeah. Oh, wow. Deej, you have got excitement ahead.
All right.
Have you seen Hot Fuzz?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, so, yeah. And what did you think?
I haven't seen World End or whatever.
That one. Yeah. But what did you think of Hot Fuzz?
I enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
I think I've only seen both of them maybe once, but I remember enjoying both of them quite a bit.
I mean, it's well worth revisiting them. I mean, I don't know whether they're on streaming anywhere, and if so, where.
Well, I'm trying to, they may be. I'll have to look and see. I'm looking at the, that little three set that you said, but you know, like you said, there are, if I'm going to buy this, I will just buy the Atmos version and I'll wait for.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Yeah. So Paul Hertz says it took him a moment, but I know which scene you mean. I'm telling you. I don't need to tell you anymore. Honestly, when you see it, pause it and text me when you've seen it. You'll know it when you see it.
Oh, yeah. All right. He did, Baby Driver too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Edgar Wright. Yeah. And Last Night in Soho. That's Edgar Wright too. And he was going to do Ant-Man before they took him off it. He's got, you know, very, very particular sensibilities, honestly, it's one of those where it's like, it is literally almost stop the show, go see it and then come back.
Oh God.
It genuinely.
That's what people are saying in the chat. Like, all right, DJ, out of here. Go watch these. I'm like, oh, really? All right. Yeah, I mean, I've always known they had like a huge following, but I was like, it's not like haven't been watching other things, but it just really just struck me like, oh, I gotta see that. So,
I'd figured you'd seen it, but Hot Fuzz is almost more important than this because it homages all the movies you love from the era that you love and does so in a fun way, but with direct links to them. I mean, you might have even seen memes from them and stuff. You may have seen those online and realized what it's from.
Yeah. It's a big part of pop culture. So,
Life may never be the same again, Deej, after you've seen Hot Fuzz in particular.
Oh. All right. That's funny. John, do you want to do? You had this one highlighted.
I don't have anything, DJ.
Oh, geez, that's the wrong folder.
No, there we go. I don't believe so.
Just whilst you're finding that, mic just cut out again. Am I on? It was all shot in Wells, just down the road. That's where it was all shot.
It popped up and said it was disconnected.
I know. So I thought you had.
I don't know what's going on with this mic lately. Either I have a loose HDMI port or something.
No, can you?
Yeah, I didn't watch anything this week that Yeah. I can talk about. So.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Oh, I thought we just lost you again. I was like, oh wait a minute. No, that one you did. That one you did.
Yeah. Just whilst you're looking deep. So Joe says, question from last week. No alien Romulus on the top 10. It was just outside. It was my number 11. It had been just pushed out by June 2. So having then seen it just a few days before, that's what pushed it just to just the number 11. Otherwise, it would have been Joe.
Yeah, it's a good question, though, because it's like, I mean, I did hear about that one, and I was like, it's just one of those things. It's like, and it's great that it's like when you do these lists, you're like, how is that not in there? It's like, it's when you make the list, it's like there are inevitably going to be stuff.
Switch to my webcam mic for some reason.
It really is.
Okay, so, I'm going to have to.
You're right, Joe.
I don't know what's going on with this, but I'm going to have to get out and come back in again.
I saw one that you had.
I think it was Twister at number 5.
I'll be right back.
No. Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah. This is Steve, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay. I thought that was you. Okay.
Well, there are some that I've got in my list that John has seen recently that we could go into. So we can do that. So he's got some stuff to talk about.
Well, I have one here that I'm dying. I was going to close the show with this, but why put them? Oh, we lost John, so I will wait. I was like, why would I put it at the back? Yeah, we will wait. Now, you want to do another one quick?
Go for it. Just roll the dice. We could do the one that you had. That one's going to take a little while.
Okay, so we'll pull that down. Yeah.
What about the one that you put up initially? The one that you had first off with the blurry image that you found initially? Where was that? Up. Please hold.
Please,
your corners are important to us. We can do that one, or there's one you put earlier. I mean, that won't take long because we can. There was one there with Jason Scott Lee, and
Now where did that go? I could find it in the chat.
There it is. Yeah, we can do that one.
All right. Thank you for bearing with us.
We are transferring you to the nearest available operator.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, let's hit this.
Okay, now then, this, ladies and gents, is Dragon, the Bruce Lee story in 4K, UHD, DTS HD, Master Audio 5.1, upmixed, as always, to Neuralex. Let me apologize for the blurriness of the image on screen. It's one of those discs with constantly moving menus, and I just could not get a clear image no matter what I tried. So apologies for that. At least the surround bit's in focus, even if the video's not. So this one, 4K disc. This one I think is a Shout Factory release, I think it is. Imported from the US. Finally got hold of it. Now, DJ, I know you have seen this.
A while ago.
I mean, I have always really liked this movie. I didn't have it on Blu-ray. I did have it, I think, on VHS. I think I had it on DVD. Never got the Blu-ray, and then I've gone straight to the 4K disc. And this is a really decent remaster of the movie. Now, this is an interesting film because this is a biopic that is ludicrous. I mean, almost none of this stuff happened. And yet what's cool about this is one of those rare biopics where it doesn't matter. You're having such a good time with it, just so kind of entertained that no matter how ridiculous it may be, it's still great fun. It has proved. Hi, John, you okay, buddy? You back?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't get it working.
Okay, no problem. So it doesn't matter that it makes no sense. It doesn't matter that this is all fantasy. This is about as accurate as the Elton John Rocket Man. You know, it's just all complete nonsense, but it's so entertainingly nonsense that you can't hold it against it. And I still absolutely love this film in ways that are quite unnatural. And even though Jason Scott Lee doesn't look like Bruce Lee and it doesn't really sound like Bruce Lee, it doesn't matter because it's just so entertaining. And by the way, Deej, directed by Rob Cohen. Mr. Hurricane Heist himself.
Hurricane Heist, yeah. Fast and Furious.
So he directed this. And it's never less than entertaining, and it's still great fun even after all these years, because the fight scenes are really well choreographed. You know, the way it's, and by the way, Jason Scott, according to IMDb, had over 40 stunt doubles. So like he doesn't do anything. I think literally, other than, I think that's probably the only stunt he did in that picture there. Cause yeah, apparently 40 of them according to IMDb. But anyway, it doesn't matter because it's a great film. And as I think I said to you a few weeks ago when we talked off air about this, what is fun about this is when they do the Enter the Dragon sequence and he's got his cuts on his body, they're more realistic looking than the remaster of Enter the Dragon that we had.
The paintbrush marks.
Yes. So that's quite fun. So anyway, video looks lovely. It's really bright. In fact, you can probably see it from there. So it's really bright, really colorful. It's detailed. There is grain because it was shot on film and it's going back a bit now, but it's well looked after. It's never less than good looking. Even on a fairly sizable screen, it still is going to look great. The audio is surprising as well, in as much as there are sequences in the film. I mean, I suppose people would have seen it where Bruce is haunted by a demon. And again, this is all nonsense. None of this is accurate at all. But he's haunted by a demon, and there are sequences where he faces off against this samurai demon that's supposedly haunting him and his family. I think that's in slightly poor taste, by the way, because of, you know, the film's dedicated to Brandon Lee. And it's slightly poor taste that he's in this being stalked by this imaginary demon. But anyway, when these sequences happen, there is bass aplenty, and suddenly the room just starts to rumble. And so when there are then, cause he does fight this demon, and it's just bass after bass after bass, and not what you expect in a movie that's this old and that has been kind of remastered in this way, but it's really surprising. You know, you could feel it in the floor. And then there's a sequence where he smashes some ice as well in a fight. And again, the bass on that is surprisingly deep. You genuinely can feel it coming up through the floor and through the seats. And that's not what I expected for a movie this old. So really fun film. It still holds up. Really decent video and surprisingly good audio. This is recommended. Again, a Shout Factory release. I'm really glad that this was imported for me. It's great. Yeah, really, really good. So if you're a fan from yesteryear and you think you might want to see it again, this is the version to get. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned, like you said, like, it's none of this happened. It's over the top. And then you compared it to Elton John. And these are like two real life, not characters, real life people that are literally over the top. Right. So it's like,
oh, that's another film that's got Stallone in that one.
Yeah, exactly. But that's where it's what I'm saying is like their life was over the top. Like Bruce Lee's story is just, if you told the truth, everybody'd be like, nah, it ain't real. Like all of the stuff that he had been through, everything he lived, you know, over the top, just like, you know, Elton John. So when you do embellish a story, you're like, is that embellishment or is that what happened? You know, cause it's just, I mean, they lived such colorful lives, or Elton John still is.
Yeah.
To be fair, but. But yeah.
Yeah. But as I say, but normally that sort of thing would irritate me on a biopic. You know, the things that just couldn't have happened didn't happen. That would become irritating. But there are some, and this is one, where it's so entertaining you don't care. It doesn't impact the enjoyment of the movie. You could almost watch this as a Bruce Lee film without Bruce Lee in it and just enjoy it for that. And that's very much to its credit, because it could have gone a very different way. I thought it was, it's great. A very cool disc. And aren't we lucky we're getting things like this on 4K?
Yeah.
You know, most people have forgotten about this movie.
I don't know about forgotten about it, but yeah, it's like, but getting it in 4K does rejuvenate it a little bit. Was that the last movie you just talked about? Is that the first movie to get a second 4K release? Do you know of any other? People in the chat are going to jump in on it, I'm sure. I can't think of.
I mean, they're always doing different releases in terms of, or do you mean a new remaster of a 4K disc?
Yeah.
A new 4K remaster of an old 4K master.
Right.
Yeah, that I'm not sure about. Yeah, although there are different 4K releases in different territories, aren't they? And we're never sure whether it's the same one or not. I mean, Unhinged, Deej. Unhinged had one. It was a 4K disc in Italy and a 4K disc in America. And the 4K disc in America
okay.
into the one in Italy. But I suppose the difference between Shaun of the Dead is that's in the same territory. So it's the same country.
Right.
There's been two.
That's what I mean. Really, yeah, yeah. Like they actually that, just, yeah, okay. Sure.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yeah. I just bugged on my, sorry. I just hit my keyboard.
Oh, now, okay.
Sorry. Yeah. I had that. Sorry. There you go. I don't think so. I mean, I certainly hope that they don't start doing that because that will become a problem even when they're very big, kind of very dramatic remasters. But we don't want that to start happening. Cause you know, there's enough coming out as it is.
There's enough, but if there's like, we're begging for T2, right?
Yeah.
And we're, you know, so it's like where there's, that's what I think is interesting is like eventually there'll come a time when it's like the algorithms, how they remaster these, all that technology is going to get better and we're going to be, you know, they'll be re-releasing a new remastered 4K Atmos track. And it was, I was talking, I think it was in the patron chat last week and, John Mensah was telling me he saw a thing on how they can separate the audio now. They could take a mono track and the algorithm knows how to separate dialogue from music and effects and all of that. It just separates it out. So then they can go back in and use those tracks and remaster it. You know, and how long will it be before the computer can also remaster that too? Appropriately. Well,
maybe that's what they did with Terminator.
Exactly. So it makes it anything that makes it easier. Now they can go back and take even stuff that's already been done and improve it even more. So, but yeah, I highlighted this one too. Yanks North with, I watched Godzilla last night after the top 10 countdown. It was great fun. You guys are spot on. So yeah, Godzilla, was at -1.
-1.
Yeah.
Or -2.
Year one, -1. But yeah, so.
Day one.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Lots of talk in the chat. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Sorry,
I was just going to ask, did you watch that digitally or did you happen to have the disc or cause John watched it digitally. We watched it, on the 4K disc and both of them are awesome. So I didn't know what Yanks watched it in.
And there's talk about Ip Man then. So Paul is saying it's more historically correct than Ip Man, and yet I still like Ip Man. So, you know, I was along for the ride with that. And then Paul then says, I'm not so keen on 2, 3, and 4, mind you, but 1 is great. Paul, now come on. We did Ip Man on the show, right?
We did.
1, 2, 3, and 4 are all great.
Yeah.
We were all very taken with those, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. IP man?
Yep. IP
man. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for this? I was going to put this at the back of the store. This is by far my favorite. I would say it's my favorite of the week, but maybe not my favorite of all time of what we're going to talk about maybe this week. I don't know. Maybe the one you have, Steve, will get pushed to another week that we're going to talk about later.
Okay.
Right. But here we go. This is the one that I watched today, fresh on Kaleidoscape. Right. Steve, okay, would you like to introduce this? You've introduced it everywhere else. I mean, I got up one morning. It was on my microwave. Come on, Steve.
Mr. Briggs, good man. Right. This is.
Look at it. He's blushing. Wait, I got full screen here for people. Like, you can't even see his face. So here we go. He's blushing, for God's sakes. Look at him.
I'm just very pleased.
Yeah, I know. You're so
excited.
You
won't be in a minute.
No, I know. I'm all right, John. And I'll tell you why I think I'm all right, because that picture hasn't been taken from the back of the cinema room. So I, you know,
okay.
Yeah. Deej would have sort of got on top of the roof and taken a photo of it.
We still haven't introduced it yet for the audio only people.
True.
This go ahead, Steve. Is the occasionally referenced Asriel.
Yeah.
Now tell me, Deej, what was it in though? What was the format?
4K SDR,
ooh.
4K SDR with DTS Master Audio 5.1.
Okay, so just the 4K, so just the increase in resolution then over the Blu-ray that we've got. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And I was gonna try to mess with you a little bit and like come in like, ah, Steve, you and your horrors. I can't. This, like, if I had, it literally just dropped. We don't have it on disc here yet. I looked. No. It's not anywhere on disc. It doesn't even say it's coming. I checked Blu-ray.com but it dropped today on Kaleidoscape. And it's only, what, an hour and 25 minutes long?
It's not super long. Yeah.
Yes, lean and mean. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I figured it would be a good test for, you know, being able, like, they told me not to watch, not to experience loud noises and bright lights. I'm like, that's my theater. But yes, okay. So I figured it'd be a good test for that. And it was. And, but if this had come out last year, this would have been on my top 10. No doubt about it. For a whole theater experience. Yes.
Cool.
DTS Master Audio 5.1. This is another one. This, so going through this, spoiler free, there's a scene with a gunshot goes off. She's walking from a Jeep. It's in mid movie. I watched this scene in, DTS Master Audio 5.1. And then I watched it with Dolby Surround upmix, and I watched it with Neural X upmix.
Mm.
DTS, the Neural X is the better upmixing. And not only that, if you watch it in just 5.1, it's the room literally feels flat. It was a fun experiment to do, go back and forth, and I did it multiple times. Fun experiment to do. But the room, you really do feel like that spaciousness goes away. Like everything just feels like it's linear around like ear level. You can just, it's just such a sense, a difference in senses around you. And the reason I referenced the single gunshot, she's wrestling with a guy on the ground. The gunshot goes off and they roll down a hill. But when they roll down, they roll off to like the right. So where the gunshot took place, the area that it took place in stays to the left. Okay. This gunshot in 5.1, you just hear the ringing very appropriately. It was great in the back left of the room to the side of you, appropriately placed. If you weren't doing an AB, it's a great experience. Okay. It's a great effect, everything. When you move it to Neural X, the sound actually, the ringing from the gunshot, like if you, the ringing you'd hear in your ears actually pans over the top and towards the right front of the room. And I went back and forth on this. Dolby Surround does the same thing. The bass isn't the same. The bass in Dolby Surround upmix doesn't add in the little bit extra bass, you know, that Neural X does. But so that's on that. Way more spaciousness using the Neural X and the Dolby Surround. I just prefer the Neural X. So you're using your height speakers to, and it literally takes the walls away. All right. That being said, this 5.1 mix, I've been so excited to talk about this. I'm excited to talk about the picture too, but the 5.1 mix, this, I'm not kidding you, is equal to, if not, dare I say, greater than Gravity. Because.
Wow.
Yes. So what did we like about Gravity? We liked the discreteness, right? The quiet, and then you could hear the sounds. This one has the opposite. It's not Twister, but most of this movie is very quiet. But there's a bed layer of sound with whether it be mosquitoes or wind blowing or anything. You have to listen to all of that. And then on top of that, there are sounds, all the trees in the woods whistling, trees, which is part of the story. The all the environment of the forest, the environment of the campsite she's walking through, all of these different environments are very quiet. And because, like you said before, there's really no dialogue. So you're heightened to every other sound in the room and listen. This is Pacific Rim. This is a demo material from beginning to end because your senses are so heightened because everything is so quiet but listening to every footstep, every little noise elsewhere in your room. And it never goes, another movie I'll talk about later, that goes literally dead, dead quiet with no bed layer of sound, no noise floor. This one here has a constant noise floor that is very low, but everything else is so discreet, spread around your room. Again, the overheads really opening up the room. It's just, like I said, from beginning to end, you're just on the edge of your seat paying attention to every sound around the room. How did you see it, Steve?
So I saw it obviously it's only 1080p on Blu-ray disc. So it's 1080p, but DTS HD 5.1 and upmixed to NeuralX, which is why I'm nodding like a dog when you're talking about the DTS HD NeuralX mix, because it's great. And Shane Lee, of course, Shane, when he saw it, was the same as you and I in terms of, you know, it sounded great. So that's how I saw it. But I was very, very impressed with the audio. And also you've got the creatures kind of wandering and shuffling through the various speakers as well. And if you notice, there's a sequence where she's in one of these kind of, I mean, I don't know what you'd call it. It's not a tunnel as such. It's a sort of, you know, kind of concrete building. And again, you can hear the way the sound changes when the kind of the creature shuffles into the
echo
enclosure.
Right.
Yeah. From the stone. Yeah. It's really good. Yeah. It's such a little movie that's come out of nowhere. And yet I think it's just going to build and build and build. I mean, not just me mentioning it five times in the 24-hour show. it was so come out of just nowhere for me that it's very, very cool. And so with Shane talking about it, you, as input, you know, enjoying it like you did, I knew John was going to like it.
Yep. I did.
I know he did. Yeah. And then of course it's got the most metal ending ever. But without, you know, spoiling it. Although I'm not sure Shane. Yeah, I'm not sure Shane got the ending.
I
needed a little explaining, honestly, because I wasn't quite sure either. But
Well, I loved the movie. Like, before I get to the sound, I'll talk about the movie itself. Mm-hmm. There's one that I'll show. This I thought this. Here's a screen grab from the middle of the movie, and it's they had quotes all through the movie.
Yeah, biblical and quotes.
And this one is, and I literally was thinking this before this happened, before this screen come up. And it says, quote, "We glory in suffering also, knowing that suffering brings endurance and endurance brings hope." And that was one of the things I was thinking watching this movie and watching her try to survive. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of running scenes through a forest, right? And it's funny, like endurance stuff at me being, you know, I consider myself an endurance athlete, you know, thin, not very strong, better to run away and just keep on running. And that's literally like our first tool in hunting and survival was endurance before we made tool. It was just, we could like cheetahs are really fast, but they can only run short distances that speed. We just keep on swimming. And that's what this movie to me seemed like, what it was all about, survival, like just endure, just keep on going. And then that flash card comes up and that's life. That's anything. That's an endurance athlete. Feel the pain. The endurance is hope. As long as you can keep going, there's hope on the horizon. There's got to be a better day coming, right? Just keep on going. And that's what this movie felt like. And then that comes up. So that really struck a chord with me. And then just watching how this all goes through. And I mean, it is a horror movie and wow, graphic. Talk about graphic. Mm. It's like, you know, getting it. It's just, ew, boy, you know, getting some nice raw roast beef at the buffet. It's kind of what it was like.
No, it's so good. And Samara Weaving is fantastic in this. I can't think of many actresses that could pull off an entire movie without a word of dialogue. You know, that's a whole different level of acting, isn't it? In terms of kind of, you've just got to sell it with your expression and that's it. And it's not like it's a simple chase movie and that's it, although it is a chase movie, but it's not just that, you know, how you sell the ending. And again, I'm not spoiling the ending other than saying it's metal as hell. But anyway, to sell, because it goes some weird places, this film, and to sell that without dialogue and take you along with it is a skill in and of itself. So good. I'm so glad you enjoyed it, DJ. Just fantastic.
Oh my God. Yeah. So the picture, 4K SDR, this is a demonstration in lighting, in my opinion. I think if it can get a 4K someday, I mean, HDR someday, that would be a nice upgrade, but I'm not saying, I don't think it's necessary. What I said, now granted, yes, I'm running this through a video processor. So maybe that's helping a bit, but it can only help what's there. You know, like if it doesn't look good in the first place, you can't put lipstick on a pig. You can't make crap look better. It's there. And because you see it, like I've seen it, like in regular SDR, if the lighting isn't right, it's going to feel muted, or you're not going to get that separation in color, or in, you know, contrast, I should say. This throughout the movie, it's like there's some, you know, it starts off the brighter scenes of the forest and the colors of the forest between the, if you notice at the beginning, you have green of the trees at the top, but the middle bark is a little bit more orangey as you get down to the ground. It goes back to green, and like the floor of the forest is a different color. Nice gradation there. Seeing the sky through that. Great separate. If you came here or came to a theater that was, you know, decently calibrated, which I consider mine, I don't think if I didn't tell you that this wasn't HDR with Atmos or DTS:X, you wouldn't know. You would think this is DTS:X or Atmos with HDR. It looks that good. The dark scenes, like I didn't even know if they were going to be dark scenes, because most of the like first 20, 25 minutes takes place in pretty much daylight. And then you start to get into the nighttime. And like you said, she goes into that one little space there that was dark, so well lit. How many times have we seen that scene and you're like, oh, wow, you can barely make it out, especially in SDR. It's like they didn't light it correct. They don't light it correctly. So you get in this one, it was so well lit. You got great contrast of the side of her face. You could tell the bricks and the stones that are around her. The creature comes in. You can see everything is, you know, beautifully distinguishable. Right. Lots and lots of detail. And then the creatures, like you said, they're just these black, crusty creatures. Mm. But there is one particular scene that has a close up. Man, the detail. It was beautiful. And you're like, it was gross, but it was like the detail was so nice. And you're like, and like I said, it's like it was like blowing me away that this wasn't HDR. But it felt like it was. There's one scene she's laying in kind of the ground, and she looks up and you see the trees and the perspective of the trees get, it looked 3D. It looked that good. Some overhead shots of the forest look gorgeous, like beautifully well, you know, rendered, the colors, the vibrancy. That's the only thing I think that maybe if they went to HDR and you end up with that, you know, increased color palette, maybe a little bit more vibrancy, but it'd be hard pressed to tell the difference because, yeah. You know, getting back to like what you were saying, Steve, about like the expressions on her face, all of the characters in this movie, the expressions on their face, the detail, the pain, the anguish, the blood, the sweat, everything, it was so well done. I really can only say it's like 100%, like I guess cinematography and lighting, how they shot this, that, It really, if you don't believe when this comes out, I mean, get it. I think you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see what Steve's talking about. If you can get the Blu-ray, I can't imagine the resolution is giving me a lot more. But the SDR looks gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Well, it's on Blu-ray here on Amazon. I don't see any mention of a 4K, but. The Blu-ray disc is on Amazon for $17 or something.
Is that the American one, John, or is that the British one?
No, I believe it's American.
Okay, nice.
Okay, yeah.
4K. Oh, there it is. Yeah, because there's a British release, Azrael, Angel of Death.
And yes, it's due out, Azrael on Blu-ray, due out February 4th.
Oh, so that's right. This says pre-order price. Okay, so it's not out yet.
$17.59 pre-order. Okay. It's coming out in a couple weeks.
But it's Blu-ray with the DTS 5.1 master audio.
Yeah, which will be the same transfer almost certainly in audio that we've got over here. And as I said, it's very good indeed. So
you know, give it 6 months, and then after everybody's bought this, we'll get the 4K release.
Yeah. It's becoming common, isn't it? But I don't necessarily mind that. We've got the last Voyage of the Demeter coming out here on Monday in 4K, Atmos, you know, so they're just getting around to redoing those. It's very, very good. I'm hoping Todd's going to see it now, Deej, because of course he was curious about it on the 25-hour show and was like, is it on Tide Escape? So hopefully now he can see it too. If we get a chance to DM him, we'll ping him a text.
Yeah.
Because this is right up his alley as well. He'll love this.
Yeah. Yeah. Jordan's saying in the chat, the Blu-ray upscaled to 4K looks excellent. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't sleep on the Blu-ray at all because 4K, as you know, is like, you've got to be really close. Even on your 4K, mine's at 110 inches. Even if you have 120, 30, 40 inch screen, depending on your distance, unless you get right up there, that you're really resolution isn't as important as the HDR. And I got to imagine the SDR on the Blu-ray is going to be the same as the SDR I'm getting here. Right. And that's the important thing. It's your contrast, you know, the contrast and the difference between, you know, one image and another and all that on your screen that's the resolution really only matters if you're sitting really close. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think the image on this is going to be what you guys saw is exactly what I saw as well.
Yeah. It's such a fun little movie. Kind of come out of nowhere. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Because everyone that's seen it, no one has come back and said, even after I'd mentioned it, you know, I only saw it because someone on Twitter put it up saying, oh, time to give this a rewatch. It wasn't Jordan. It was someone else that I know. And that's what made me buy it because I just thought the cover looked cool. And then having seen it and I was raving about it and everyone else. So from you, Deej, John, you know, Shane Lee, everyone who's then seen it has been like, wow, this was great. And it's quite cool if it's coming out next week because it's very prescient. And check us out ahead of
I'm glad it's just coming out now. So it's eligible for the 2025 release for Home Theater Experience of the Year. Let's not forget this one, even though we're in January. But I'm blown away, and you guys know it's like if Steve recommends a horror movie, I'm not afraid to say blah. I'm like this is up there. So far, I got to say it's my experience of the year. Honestly, so far, I can't. Nothing else has beat it. We're only in January, it is that good.
Good. Well done. Nice. Did Jen see it with you or did you watch it on your own?
No, I just watched it this today. It literally, I woke up this morning at 11 and I checked Kaleidoscape to see if anything new came out. And I saw, I was like, oh my God, I didn't know it was coming. I was like, and then I saw the runtime and I was like, all right, I got to do this one. And it's just like everything came together and it's like, you know, I had a little bit of gore last night, so a little gore this afternoon.
It's worth seeing seeing again with other people because there's lots to talk about with that film. There's definitely more going on than is obvious. I mean, say John said, you know, you could benefited from some explanation afterwards. There's definitely more there than is clearly presented. And again, the last shot, I think, says one thing in particular, but I suppose it could be something else. It's a fun film.
Yeah, we could talk about it after it in the after show. Yeah. I have my opinion on what it means, but yeah, it's like I think a lot of people are going one way. I can go the other way. I it's pretty good. So yeah, it's a great movie. Great movie. Great. Wow. I mean, and if nothing else, it'll get you talking. That's for sure.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah. Which is ironic, given it's a film with no dialogue.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which I like. I enjoyed. That was fun. All right, Steve, what do you got? What would you like next? Take your pick. We got a half hour.
Yeah, should we do the one that I've been dying to talk about? Just to that one? Yeah, come on.
This one? All right.
I've got to get it off my chest. Okay. So this then is another Shout release, I do believe. Rush. On 4K UHD disc, but this time with a new, brand new, all singing, all dancing Atmos track. And this is another American release. It's not out here. I've had to import it. And boy, oh boy, am I glad that I put this on the list. So again, I always like to ask you guys first. Now, I know you'll have seen this, Deej. I don't even need ask you if you've seen this. John, have you seen it?
I know I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, make a beeline for it, John, when you can. It'll be on streaming for sure. And so this is a Ron Howard film. Ron Howard, by the way, with this Atmos mix, proving that he really is a home theater director, for reasons I'll explain. So this is a true story. This is a biopic where what happened actually did happen. And this is a Formula One biopic about James, careful how I say it, Hunt. And Niki Lauda, who were rivals, erstwhile rivals, in the heady days of the late 70s for the Formula One Championship. And it's a biopic about their rivalry and about things that happened to Niki Lauda and generally kind of how they interact with one another. I had forgotten how good this film truly is. I don't think I saw it in theaters. I had the Blu-ray, and I've seen it a couple of times, but I had forgotten just how good it is, and I hadn't seen it, most importantly, on the big screen. I mean, my big screen. I know it's not big to you two, but to my big screen in Cinema George, and certainly in 4K, and certainly never in Dolby Atmos. So it's a very, very good movie, really well done. Chris Hemsworth, who I can be sometimes a bit lukewarm about, is exceptionally good in this. And of course, Daniel Brühl, is exceptionally good as Niki Lauda. He just inhabits that role. And for reasons that I won't give away, because John, if you haven't seen it, I don't want to spoil it. And I'm not sure if you know what the true story about it was.
No.
I don't want to spoil that. So, but he is required to do some serious legwork in this, and he's quite a tragic character, and he's never less than engaging, and he's not supposed to be a sympathetic character at all. You're supposed to dislike this guy, and I think he carries that off very, very well, and walks that line very well. And the music is done by Hans Zimmer, which is again is very much brought out by the Atmos. So the movie's fantastic and has not aged a day, and I really enjoyed it. Talk about though, fellas, enhanced by the delivery system. Wowzers. This is a must buy disc if you like this movie. And if you don't like the movie, I don't know what to tell you. Because it's great. So let's start with the video, as I am wont to do. This film is made for HDR, even if it was shot before HDR. Of course, it takes place in the late 70s. So you've got the heightened colors. You've got all that kind of stuff anyway. So the costumes are very colorful. The cars are beautifully colorful, bearing in mind that one of the teams is Ferrari. So of course, you've got that beautiful red and that only HDR and the wider color gamut seems to bring out. You just don't get this depth of red in anything else until you see this kind of format. But also, as you can see from those pictures, Ron Howard uses color filters quite a lot in this film. So you can see from that there. So that the sort of burnt oranges, oranges of the sunsets, the grays of rain and everything else all just translates beautifully in 4K and HDR. It looks great. Look, some of the effects work is a little bit shown up by the 4K. I mean, there's a lot of CG cars in this. Mainly, I suspect, because the cars are so valuable, you can't race them for a movie. You just can't do it. Some of the effects work is shown up a little bit, but not enough to ruin the movie. And it's never looked as good as this. It's fantastic. Now, great film. Really, really good video. The audio is in a whole different league.
That's Ron Howard too, but yeah, like you said earlier.
Exactly, this is exactly it, and this would have been in my top five experiences of 2024 had I got the disc and seen it before we did our list. It is that the audio on this is push play demo. Now there's a couple of sequences I'll highlight on it, not to give anything too much away. There's racing in it, surprisingly. but the opening sequence, as soon as you hit play, there is a beautiful kind of, how to describe it? It's not a montage. The camera is floating over a racetrack as the racers are getting ready to race. It's a bit Pulp Fiction-y. It's showing you the end before you kind of really get into this story. And the camera hovers over a racetrack as they're getting ready to race. and there is rain falling and there is thunder. So Ellsworth effect, you know, in full play, right? There is thunder rumbling in the distance. You've got the announcer on a PA system kind of echoing there. You've got the roar of the engines, the hum of the kind of the pits. You've got all this stuff going on. And it is, and in Atmos, it is genuinely like a circle of sound. And you feel like you are floating throughout this, this area. It's fantastically done. So you get that right at the beginning. This is where you hit play. Yeah. Here we are.
Yeah. And of course, this is what you're in for.
Yeah. And you've got the Hans Zimmer score, which is beautiful. By the way, I mean, having watched this again, I downloaded it immediately and I've been listening to it loads since. It's absolutely gorgeous. Theme music's fantastic. And then there's a sequence then towards the end. I mean, there's racing in between and all that sounds great. And again, that's all very good. But as a highlight is there's then a race in Japan, which takes place in an epic thunderstorm and rain and everything else. This is one of the movies where I had to get up and look outside to see if it was raining, because the it feels like you're in the middle of this storm. You've got the howling engines. You've got the screams of the fans. You've got the thunder and the lightning and the rain and all this. And it's almost horror movie-ish, in as much as you're thinking, if I was in that car, I would be, you know, filling my trousers and not with water.
Oh, jeez.
Because it's frightening how much it puts you in the seat of these cars where you can't see anything. And it is phenomenal. And again, as I say, as a home theater experience, that word being experience, you know, that's exactly what this is. This movie in this format, in Atmos and in 4K, is an experience, and it's one not to be missed. It's exceptional and takes what was already a really good movie and throws it into a different league. You know, Ron Howard, I salute you. And I hope he's done this Atmos mix, because this is not a, you know, Atmos button mix by any means. It's beautifully done.
And I had to go straight onto
Twitter. Yeah, I did what I don't do that often anymore, because I don't normally review, because I normally just say tune into the Brightside Home Theater pop, you know. But having watched this, I could not help myself and had to go straight onto Twitter and go, oh my goodness, you know, this is incredible. And I meant it then and I mean it now.
I mean, the movie itself is, like you said, is incredible. I ordered the disc. It's not on Kaleidoscape. It's in HD right now, but because it's a Shout, and Shout works with Kaleidoscape, so I'm sure it'll eventually end up there. But I'm not going to wait. I'll buy it on disc. And hopefully I'll be able to see it before next week. Cause same thing. I love this movie. I remember, what's his name? Chris Hemsworth pulled a Christian Bale with this, and he was in between Thor roles. He literally, I think he had to drop like 70 pounds to fit in the car.
Yeah.
That was the, you know, cause those cars are so little, you know, they're so tight. Yeah. And he's like, I think he dropped 70 pounds, then put it all back on to play Thor again. And it's like, cool. I mean, back and forth, that can't be healthy.
No, it can't. No, almost like using your head to, you know.
Yeah.
Score a goal.
And not in soccer.
You can't have headers in ice hockey. You know that you should.
No, actually you can. If my head had hit the puck, it would have been fine. No distinct kicking motion.
And you can see it in this that he's done a lot of work on it. I mean, his English accent's pretty good. You know, I've got to think about accents.
Accent
is pretty good in this. And obviously Daniel Brühl is playing someone who's German. So it's, you know, you can do that in this league.
Yeah. Exactly.
But no, I can't overemphasize enough how good this disc is. And I don't say that lightly. It would have been top five, might have even been top three. I was so excited having finished this.
Yeah. When did it come out?
November 19th.
November.
I didn't get it until just before Christmas. I got it. And then I didn't watch it then until just after. Otherwise it would have been my ones of the year. So it would have qualified for the thing. But unfortunately I didn't see it in time. So it's absolutely fantastic. Did you say you have bought it, Deidre? You're going to buy it?
Yeah. No, I actually, sorry. Here you go. literally bought it.
Turned into an expensive night.
On Amazon. Yeah, third movie of the show. But yeah, I bought it on Amazon. So that, and it says it'll be here tomorrow. So
yeah, it maybe. Says that. But what'll happen is just as it's about to arrive, you'll get an email.
Yeah.
And you know what'll happen, guys? DJ, you'll get Dog Soldiers, and John, you'll get Rush.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Crisscross.
Yeah. Whoops. It's like, how do they even know? They must listen to the show. But yes. Yeah.
Mr. Bezos. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, listen really to everything else. So.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I have got an Echo Dot right behind me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Could literally be listening.
Yeah, so maybe we'll be talking about it again next week. Not as long, but maybe. Sorry. Maybe. All right. My next, maybe I'll go quick with this, but I got.
Sorry, Deej. I got excited about that one. I knew that was going
to be. No, because we got 20 minutes, a little 20 minutes left, and there's one more I wanted to get to of yours for this week, but maybe we'll have to put it off. But but yeah, here we go with
which one that is.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have some fun with that one. But before that. Yeah. So Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2 took them both. I think it was last week, dropped on Kaleidoscape last week. Dolby Vision, you know, HDR, 4K HDR, Dolby Vision, DTS Master Audio 5.1 as you know, Tarantino is want to do. I don't think he's done anything in object based.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Nope. That's DTS 5.1.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Volume 1. This, I mean, these, I hadn't seen these in a little while, but damn, colorful. Mm-hmm. Picture is beautiful. Much like when we talked about, like, with Pulp Fiction. Right. And how the colors just like jump off the screen. This is the opposite of like what we were talking about with Azrael. Like there's not really a lot of subtlety here. It's everything is vibrant. Everything is, it just jumps right at you. Talk about over the top. The injuries in this movie are over the top. Everything is over the top and it just looks beautiful, like the sprays, the blood, all of that looks gorgeous. Her, like the yellow that we know, the costumes, everything they went, the truck, you know, the blank wagon.
What's it called again?
yeah, exactly. That's why I said the blank wagon. Just looks, everything is awesome, right? Mm. Maybe a few shots of feet somewhere in a Tarantino movie, you know. They really held on that move your big toe.
Wiggle your big toe, yeah.
Wiggle the big toe, yeah. So, but yeah, so the opening credits, though, audio-wise, just like push play, listen to this, and it's like you have that, it's, you know, like Tarantino loves to use music in his films, right? And it's front heavy. And you're like, oh, okay, is this what it's going to be like for the movie? And it's like the vocals are on the right side of the screen. Mm-hmm. The music is on the left side of the screen. So discreet, like so well done. And you're just, I mean, it's Tarantino, so you're just captivated, right? And then you get into the action. You come in, well, it also opens in black and white, right, with the voiceover. It's not a voiceover, but it feels like it because you can't see the character speaking. The black and white in that. Now, like I said, it's been a while since I've seen this, but you see him wiping her face, right? Mm-hmm. The right side of her face, or right on the screen, you know, the right side of her face is well lit, and the left side of her face is in shadow. I don't think I've seen the detail that I've seen in the shadows. That in, like, he even goes there and he wipes that side of the face, and I don't ever remember seeing exactly what he was wiping, which you can now see, right? Mm-hmm. So that looks, you know, awesome, beautifully done. But then you go to the action sequence and she pulls up at this house, which is like, just like, that's not how you decorate a house. It looks like a gingerbread house on steroids or something. Like, yeah, like a rainbow exploded on it or something. And so you have that, but then the sound, the music, the whole room comes to life. It's the soundstage is just like we've said, just expansive. In great contrast to the opening, which is everything's at the front, beautifully done, but everything's at the front, and now all of a sudden everything is around you. You talk about thunder and rain. 20 minutes in, thunder and rain, and very spacious overhead, upmixed to Neuralex, of course. This one I didn't do a back and forth on, but it did feel like it was, you know, overhead coming down on you. So the upmix is really, really good. The ringing of the swords, this one I made note of. I didn't put a stamp on it. Everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say, quote, the second one down, right? Try the second one down. Listen for the faint ringing in your room before she unsheathes it. She's just holding it, and it's so faint, and you just know it's got, and I was like, and then, you know, throughout the movie, there's a lot of sword ringing. You had the metal ring, like, ding, you know, but you can hear it in your room before she unsheathes it. That was really, really cool. I don't think I've ever heard that before. But the scene that I did stamp, it's about an hour and 20 minutes in, roughly. And we all know, if you've seen this movie, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, it's not a spoilers. But the motorcycles circling around the room. Oh, my
God.
They're like circling around the room. And she even looks up because of where she is. It's like, you know that they're up there. So they're elevated perfectly, I guess, you know, like it's just like right at, like right below where your ceiling is, but not in the ceiling, but not down on the walls where you're over, where your side speakers are, right? So they're up here and she's looking like this, and they are circling in all directions. You can almost tell like different types of motorcycles. It's that, you know, detailed. Very, very good. The scene, if you remember, this was another one that jumped out at me. When she blinks her eyes and the scene goes from black and white to cut and comes back to color, right? And then immediately goes to like a darkness, like a night shift. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a well lit, then the dark and the very vibrant black levels. But I think like purple? I think, or something. There was like a purple or a blue or something.
It's
in that
blue scene. On black is silhouette.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's blue on it black.
Just yeah.
Oh, sorry. Awesome.
The black levels blue, sorry. Were gorgeous in this. Hey, Carl's in the chat. He must have heard us talking. Carl's in the chat. Hey, everyone. His ears were burning. We're talking about thunder and lightning.
The Ellsworth effect.
Yeah, we call it the Ellsworth effect. Exactly. But yeah, this. I mean, the vibrancy. You know the other scene where they show it like she's looking through her glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in the first? Now we're going to get into. I didn't make notes of volume two.
Yeah, I think we're.
I think it was the where you see it through. You're like, oh, what is that? And I'd forgotten that. I'm like, oh, and then she lifts them up, and what a change! That's awesome. The one big note in volume two, we all know the scene, the burial. Never ever experienced this before. Never seen this before. I don't know if it was there, and I didn't get a chance to go back and look at the Blu-ray. But when she first gets buried, spoilers, when she first gets buried, the screen goes black, but you can still hear dirt, right? That's pretty cool. And I don't know if it's the new mix or what, but you can feel like obviously the dirt gets fainter and fainter as it gets deeper and deeper. It's like you could feel and hear that it's like it feels further away over your ceiling, right? But the picture, I can't tell. It was so well done. I can't tell if the screen goes black because it goes black really quick. I can't tell if my eyes are adjusting and what you saw on the screen was always there, or Tarantino did that on purpose. I want to like go back and like close my eyes and let the scene play and see if it's there, because you can barely see anything, but it's like your eyes are adjusting to the darkness. Just like if you walk in a room and it's totally black, you can't see anything. But if you give it a second, your eyes will adjust and you can make stuff out. They did that. And I don't, do you remember that from the Blu-ray?
I think that's a deliberate effect from Tarantino. It's give you black and then let the light just suddenly increase just a little bit so you can see it. Yeah, I think that's deliberate. I've seen it on DVD and Blu-ray. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay, though, you have seen it on Blu-ray. Yeah. I haven't noticed it before. So it's like even more exemplified now with the HDR. And I'm willing to bet, like, if you're not properly calibrated, you're just getting black.
yeah.
Right. Like, I mean, you go to like the, you know, Game of Thrones, A Long Night. People were upset about that. It was like, I don't see anything there. Yeah. Get a calibration. There's stuff there. It was awesome. That one scene I thought was, you know, worthy of buy. Obviously both these discs need to be owned, but that one scene right there, you're going to check your black levels. It was, yeah, but just like the first one, same color, same everything. Mm-hmm. I did notice the training montage. When she goes for training, you get the different grain. It's almost like
it's like a Kung Fu movie. It's going to the old Shaw Brothers.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I think, obviously we saw that before, but I think now it's heightened even more now because of the quality of the rest of the film.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah.
I can't wait for these. I mean, I mean, there's people in the chat talking about some people have been criticizing the 4K quality, one of them being Shane, apparently. But these movies, I'd buy them. I don't care. I'd buy them anyway because these films are great. And a certain other person, it's their favorite film. There's a reason it's on the wall of the cinema room. So, you know, this is appointment viewing. The second they're out on disc over here, it's pick them up, watch them straight away. It's
like, what are people saying about the 4K?
I'm only going from the chat. I haven't. There's something about mention of AI and you know, and people being potentially nitpicky. People sticking with their Blu-ray copies. Steve Atz says, but I didn't see Shane's reviews. Steve Atz said, I'll put it on the screen. So Steve Atz says, have one and two, but yet to watch. Reviews of the 4Ks haven't been pleasant. See Shane. But I figured that they have to be improvements over my DVDs. And then Jordan mentioned something about AI or something. But, you know, I'll make up my own mind.
I'll talk to Shane.
But I'm going to buy them straight.
I'll talk to Shane. It's funny. It's like it's one of those movies. Like, how do you get nitpicky? There's nothing nitpicky. I mean, it's so extreme. Like, the colors are extreme. The action is extreme. Smearing? Like, what do you mean by smearing?
Yeah.
I was just so like the vibrancy, everything I thought was great.
Yeah. So he said, disappointing. Okay. So Travis says, so yeah, I mean, the smearing is something that I've seen on the Blu-ray and on the DVD. It's a product of kind of how Tarantino's using his lenses. If this is what
they're moving the camera.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's something that's been inherent in the movie itself, unless there's something else they're talking about. But I mean, I know these films very, very well. As I said, someone I know's favorite film and probably seen it about 100 times, literally. And so there are definite smears baked into it. So, we shall see.
Travis say, no, it's more of a DNR smearing. So maybe the DNR is just accentuating the other. I don't know. I don't know. This is one of those, maybe ignorance is bliss. I'm not looking at it with such a, you know, fine tooth comb. Like, I'm just like, wow. And how great they look and how much fun these are, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going by, and the vibrancy and the blank wagon and, and you know, the costumes, if you will. I really enjoyed it.
How did you find the black and white footage in the fight in the House of Falling Leaves or whatever it is? Does it look okay?
Great. I really enjoyed it. It's like I said, it's funny that, you know, I'm going through this and not having seen anybody else's review, just enjoying it. And it's, I mean, that the HDR, I think, enhances everything that we knew and loved about the film in the first place. Let's see. Not sure I recall giving a 4K video a 5.0. Yeah. Giving 4K video ever a 5.0. I thought it was really, really good. And, it's again, like I said, the whole movie is over the top. Everything, the sound is over the top. The music is over the top. The picture's over the top. The action, you know, I mean, you can't hold out a sword and have somebody stand on it. I don't know. Physics. John, we tried that in high school once.
We did. Didn't work out.
Yeah. It didn't work out. Yeah.
And how icky is the barefoot step on the eyeball?
The squish. It's like you'd think you'd guard that better, you know. You've only got one left, you know. It's like maybe wear a goggle.
The person that I'm talking about, who's these are their favorite films, that's the one bit they can't watch. They close their eyes for that.
Really?
It's like, I can't see that.
Oh God.
You've got a bit of a thing about eyeballs anyway. But like seeing someone step on one with bare feet in between the toes. Again, yeah. There's the feet and the toes again, by the way. But anyway,
yeah. Hey, teach his own.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good old Quentin. But yeah, that they always cover their eyes during that bit. You can't see that. Yeah. At all. Just like, oh, that's funny. I'm going to be sick.
Oh, that's great. So, all right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we've got 4 minutes, Steve. What's your schedule like?
Grant, yeah, go on. We can do another one. We can fit one in if you're okay to do that. Yep.
Do
you want to do the one that we can do that one if you want to?
Or what's the other one you wanted to do?
We could do the Oscar nominated animated one because John's seen that as well. So John can then chip in a bit on that. There we go. Yeah. Should we do that? Is that all right, John?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. Brilliant. All right.
Oof. Here we go.
Okay. So this then is The Wild Robot. Not Wild Robot, The Wild Robot. Yeah, the definite article. The Wild Robot on 4K UHD disc and in Dolby Atmos. The Oscar-nominated Wild Robot for sound, which doesn't surprise me in the least, for reasons I'll explain, and also for Best Animated Feature. And in my view, it is the best animated feature of this, last year, as it were, because as much as I loved Inside Out 2, and I really did love it, this is better, in my view. So this is, again, disc, another one imported from the US. I had it early before it's now come out here. And this story is absolutely beautiful. It is a lovely story, beautifully told, as I think the only other studio other than DreamWorks that could tell a story with this much complexity and emotion is Pixar. They've outdone themselves on this. This is a story about a robot who kind of washes up on an island, and has one set of programming and shortly thereafter has to learn to take care of, a duckling called Brightbill, which is a lovely name in and of itself. I rather like that.
Brightbill? Opposite of Kill Bill. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Brightbill. That's all good.
Yeah, there we go.
And so this robot then has to kind of learn to survive and to adapt and to learn what it is to be a parent. And if that doesn't already get your lip quivering, Deej, I don't know what will. and it's beautifully told, and it's so well done, and there's so many characters in it, some very funny possums, both a mother and children who are obsessed with death and feigning death, which I absolutely loved it. Yeah. It is fantastic, and it's very moving, and it's beautifully done. And there are, as John said, there are moments in this, buddy, that will have you, you know, reaching for the Kleenex because the tears will roll because there is beauty in the dialogue. There is subtlety in it. This is not your typical kids movie where, you know, it's all kind of, you know, you hit over the head with a mallet and the emotion is all there is subtlety in this that I think only people of a certain age and people in a certain position in their life will understand what it's getting at. And if it hits you and it hit me and it hit John, I know it did. And I'll stop speaking for John because in a minute he'll do his bit. But I know that it'll hit you too, Deej, in that way. So it's beautiful. And no wonder it's Academy nominated.
The damn screenshot's hitting me.
Oh man. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. It's a beautiful film, lovely film. And someone I recommended it to after I seen it has watched it, and she was telling me she spent the entire movie in floods of tears as well, but in a nice way. Yeah. So there we go.
Oh, it's a massive animal. Blast.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, but it's in a good way. It's not in a sad
way.
How's
the picture, nice DJ? Way. I don't know. I can't see a damn thing.
See it. Yeah. so it's really well done. But yeah, I don't think it's sad. It's not a sad film. It's an emotional movie in the right way. So anyway, beautiful film. Now,
it's like if I hit the lottery. It's not sad. I'd just be bawling my eyes out. Yeah,
it's happy tears.
Yeah, exactly.
So the video. Now, it took me a few minutes to realize, and I don't know why this was, because, of course, the 4K is razor sharp. It took me a few minutes to realize that the animation style they're going for here is the same as in Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, which I loved. It's okay. It's a sort of anime type style. It's got hand drawn kind of effects, although it's definitely computer animation. And it's a beautiful style. It's lovely. And I really liked it in Puss in Boots, and it's great to see it here. Same studio. So it must be an animation sort of proprietary thing, mustn't it? They've just used it for this. And it looks absolutely stunning. It is razor sharp. There, forget any, vision artifacts or any issue. There's just none of that. The HDR is beautiful. You can see in that shot there are sunsets. There's aurora borealis. You've got water effects. You've got, light coming through trees. You've got all these blues of the robot and all this kind of turquoisey stuff. And it looks fantastic. And all the fur of the animals, the feathers of the ducks and the geese and everything else, and the fur of the aforementioned dead possums is awesome. It's absolutely great. I mean, when you see it, you'll know what I mean. It's very, very cool. It's absolutely stunning to look at as well. And then we get to the audio. Now, I think I said to you guys, might have been last week after the show, I think it might have been, may have been the week before, that there is absolutely no surprise in the fact this has been Oscar nominated for sound. Because there is complexity in the audio of this film, this animated movie, that is way beyond what should be in an animated movie. I don't want to spoil it. But the one sequence I would highlight, there's a sequence in it where this robot goes back to where the robot washed up. Okay, she's called Roz. There's no surprise there. So Roz goes back to this area where she washed up. And it turns out there are others there as well. And it's in a sort of cave type area.
Right.
And listen out for the dripping of water from the ceiling and it running down the walls. And you can listen and you can hear it. And it's not just the usual drip. It's layered into this other soundscape where you've got the echoes of the cave, you've got the water breaking on the shore, you've got the noise that she's making as she's moving, and the layers of sound are exceptional. If for an animated movie, it feels like you are right there. And it's beautiful. And as I was watching it, I was thinking, this is something different. This is a new type of audio mix that I haven't heard before in an animated film. Bear in mind, it's all created, isn't it? Of course, it's not.
Right.
It's not like they filmed it on location. And it's stunningly good. And there are lots of different examples, but that's the one that really stood out to me. And when I saw the nominations this week, it was like, well, obviously, I was right. it's fantastic. It really is. I mean, John, you were right when you said it a few weeks back. I mean, it is a must own. Again, this would have been in my top five had I seen it last year and not this year when it came out over there. It's exceptional. And I can't talk about it highly enough. And again, Deej, don't watch it thinking, oh, I'm going to be sad by this. It's not that sort of emotion. It's a bittersweet emotion, not a oh my god, it's the end of the world type emotion.
Right.
So John,
I can't add much to that, Steve.
Sorry, man.
No, it's all right. But
what I say,
yeah, exactly. You were pretty eloquent in describing this, so I can't add much. But yeah, I loved it. I talked about it, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago. I talked about it last week. When I eventually get to, because again, I watched it on the digital copy. When I eventually get the disc, I'm sure I'll talk about it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely got to take it in before the Oscars. Now,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I try to see like anything nominated for sound. Usually we're pretty good at that, anyways. I mean,
you've seen everything, anyways.
Yeah, well, quite. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
For sound, it's and I look every year. What haven't I seen? Maybe one might pop in I hadn't seen, but usually like most of what we like ends up there. And I know that's happened for even before we had shows, it was like, that's what we always did. Like best sound, like, oh, look, Under Siege nominated, like why? Like that's a horrible movie. No, not for sound, but I don't even know if that was nominated, but I think it might have been.
Yeah. So but, Carl says in the chat, not ET sad, and said, that's no, seriously why yeah. I've been afraid to watch it. No, Carl, knowing yeah. you, knowing you as I do, Carl, and again, talking yeah. about people of a certain like age in a certain part of their life, you know, you're going to love it, Carl, in the best way.
What are you trying to say, Steve? The end?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that. No, but I'm trying not to, again, learning what it is to be a parent, what it is to raise and have responsibility for someone and something else, and how right. that then changes you as a person.
Oh yeah.
And it, with the robot, changes the programming, but for how it changes you and your worldview, and how everything else then changes because of that view. I know that it ridiculously complex, but that's exactly what we're talking about here. It is, I want to talk to you about it when you've seen it. There's some lines yeah. in this that are just so, so good. You know, it's a good job we've got a very capable writer in the chat.
Yeah.
Because there's incredible writing in this. Some throwaway lines that will absolutely hit you right in the feels and exactly where it should be. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Really good.
All right. So much pressure.
Yeah.
So much pressure.
Carl says, awesome. Can't wait now.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people are saying that, myself included. All right, I'll power through that one. I have a busy week. I already own this one, but
yeah. Luckily,
I've already bought three. I went and looked to buy this one. I'm like, oh, good, I already own it. I was like, probably own it off of John's review, or I think I actually owned it then. And I'm just like, I've heard so many things. Like even before John saw it, it was like, oh, do not see. I think Meg and Greg saw it in the theater, and they were like, oh my god. I was like, oh no.
Yes. It's awesome. And again, animal lovers, parents, you know, anyone with a heart.
Yeah.
It's a stunning achievement. It really is. Greg's obviously not still in the chat. Otherwise he would have told us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jordan says, interesting to see where they go in the already announced sequel. Oh no. No, we don't need a sequel. We don't need a sequel. It's beautiful as it is. Leave it alone.
Yeah. Leave it as is.
This is not sequel worthy, I don't think. It's not set up for a sequel. It doesn't need a sequel. Let's not have one.
No. Yeah.
DreamWorks, if you're listening.
Yeah.
It's lovely. All right.
Wild Robot, another one I gotta watch. Yeah. That's funny. I found the pictures of the luxurious room I got.
Ooh, quickly. See?
Before we wind up the show. Look at the size of this room.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Man, it's like a whole hospital wing.
Yeah. Look at it. That's one, the other side of the room. That's what I looked like afterwards. So. Ouch. Oh, yeah. And they had to give me a shirt because they were cleaning it in so much solution. They didn't have one of those kidney size buckets or something. So all the solution was going right down my chest. I was soaked. And I showed you that. I showed you guys that one earlier. That's Carl, my puppy this morning. The hell? Yeah, he came in late. The hell?
Yeah. DJ's been playing,
playing her
robots with his head.
Yeah. It's so funny. I won't put the picture up, Carl, but I showed a picture earlier of I got 9 stitches in the back of my head. Poor Carl. He does like gruesome though. So
yes indeed. Yeah.
Exactly.
Give him some ideas.
Yeah. Oh, Jack, what happened? Jack Lee in the chat.
Rewind it back to the beginning, guys.
Yeah. I'm gonna be talking to Jack tomorrow. He's gonna be next week's Takeover Tuesday, Jack Lee. So check that out. Yeah, he had his very first, talk about a tease for next week. He had his very first calibration.
Oh, done. Wow.
Never had anything never had a display calibrated and had it done. So we're going to be talking about that. And apparently my head, because he doesn't know.
No, Jack's miner from down under, isn't he?
Yes. We were talking, what was that on Twitter? He watched Mine Nine
in a Mine.
Eddie Mensor's movie from 2019, I believe, 2020.
Yeah.
And he was watching it on a laptop in a mine. And you and him had some fun, Steve.
You know, it's all right for him, but apparently it's no good for me. Outrageous.
Yeah. No, well, he's in a mine.
We go. And do be sure, if you're talking to him tomorrow, to get him to review John's Crikey when he was talking about Furiosa last week.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what he thinks of John's Australian accent. It was excellent.
Yeah, crikey. Crikey. Oh, yeah. So hey, John and I love Australia.
That's right.
Yeah. Alan another McPherson, shrimp. What is Australia?
It? Australia. You and your Dumb and Dumber, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Another Austria. Shrimp on the barbie.
Hey, mate.
Oh, God. All right. So, all right. Is that it for this week? We're going to have to save one of my favorites for next week.
One of your favorites.
That's why I can't wait to get to it. I can't wait. It's going to be great. It's like, I might have to watch it again before next week. I already had it ready to go for this week.
That will make your head hurt.
Yeah, probably. No. Did you see it in 4K?
Yeah, we won't have
to say what it is, but you saw the 4K disc.
4K disc. Yeah. Oh, I had to. I couldn't get it.
Sorry, you did.
No. There's more to be said.
All right. We'll tease it with that. So.
Yeah.
All right. We'll wrap it up from here. So everybody, thank you very much for listening, participating, watching, rate, review, subscribe, Patreon chat. We had new one tonight. Stefan. That I was saying,
Stefan,
mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah,
thank him.
So we're growing. So, all right. Till next week, you know what you gotta do.
Go push play.
What he said.
Hey Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production. With theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.